Never take things for granted. As the high pitch of the iPhone default ringer hit my eardrums, I began to go numb waist down, my legs gasping for blood to hit my toes, and I knew I couldn't control it. I felt my heartbeat speed up and pounded my chest like drums. I could almost predict what was going on before I hit answer. I felt the tears run down my mother's face, through the phone, and onto mine. As the past memories of my childhood with my grandfather flashed by like birds when I looked out the window. The strong 75-year-old grip of his hand wrapped around mine earlier that day as I said my last I love you to him. But by this time, he was toe-to-toe with God, holding his angel's hands. Taking things for granted throughout your life adds up into the beginning of regret at the end of a situation. Like being sad at a time where smiling should be easy. The simple thoughts of what ifs run through your mind when you think of memories that you could have had a better attitude on. Like the hot beating sun as you work in a field baking like bread in an oven with your grandpa. I was always so mad and upset working for him at this time, but I would go back and do anything. It started off one sunny Sunday morning. My grandparents came over for a late lunch around 2 o'clock. The date marked September 28, 2014. As dinner was getting wrapped up and burnt ends of barbecue ribs began to take over my body, I knew I hit the wall. Like a blind man at a full sprint. My grandpa, a broad-shouldered man, standing around 5'7", hair slicked back, and your hand would be sorry if you touched it from all the grease. My grandpa pulled off the greaser look, if you wanted to call it that. As he managed to get some barbecue sauce on his all-white shirt, that's all that brought down his complexion. Meanwhile, as I was focused on why he kept winking at me through lunch, him being the man who is stubborn to give unless earned, gave so much more that day than any one of us earned. Parker, I love you, man, as he said a handful of times before he left. But by the time he got into his car with my grandma, that was the last time. The last time I saw the blue hazel galaxy eyes looking back at me. The last time I could hear the deep growl of a thousand lions in his voice. The last I love you spoke between us. I will never forget that I love you. He told me that afternoon. He was different. It was different to me. It was so strange. He spoke it so sweet it rolled off his tongue. I've always loved you, he told me. As I began to reply saying, I've always loved you too, Grandpa, it registered to me that it was the last. As the day began to go on and the afternoon changed places with night, it hit 7 o'clock. The sun made its way down to sleep, was still very visible, lighting up the sky from blueberry cotton candy to cherry. My brother Caleb, a bold, dark, bearded boy, with a structured face, and I were in the car at this point in time. Then the phone rang. It was for some reason louder than the music being played and the whistling wind from the windows half cracked. It rang a few times before I could answer it. By the time I could pick it up and my hand began to grip the phone tighter, the sweat made it harder. It felt like years on years before the cracking of my mother's voice, like a sidewalk, hit my eardrums. Grandpa is being rushed to the hospital. He's unresponsive, my mother struggled to say to me, as she was fighting breaths between words. I felt the tears uncontrollably run down my face. What was weird is my facial expression never changed. It was just tears spilling off my eyes. My brother rushed back to my house with me. The whole time, I was looking out the windows and I thought of memories I've had with him. Every day with him until kindergarten, getting warm pancakes at breakfast at Milan restaurant. Stop signs and lights were the biggest enemy that day. When we reached the house, my mom got in the car and it was straight to the hospital. The loudest tears I've ever heard that day. The car ride there was difficult with my mom breaking down like glass against the kitchen floor. As we arrived to the front parking lot of the hospital, I couldn't wait for the car to come to a complete stop. I hopped out of the car, sprinting to the sliding door. It was slow to open at my speed. As I made it to the room, I looked in, my grandpa stretched out on the bed and doctors switching off doing CPR. I heard my grandpa's body struggling with every push. As the doctors suddenly stopped and looked back to my family, everyone began to break down. My grandma walked in and held his hand, and death was the biggest key that separated them. After 3 kids, 2 homes, and many arguments, death was the one to separate a 52-year-old marriage. A blood clot exploded in his heart and killed him. He was 75 years old and lived a life most men dreamed of. He had the impact of sending you over the wall, but to give the best I love yous, as I read out loud to the crowd at the funeral. You should never take time for granted, not with yourself or anyone else. You always hear to live every day as if it was your last. Believe me on this, there's a handful of things I would have said to my grandpa, like how much he impacted my life the past 15 years. And he was the best grandpa and teacher a kid could ask for, even when I wasn't being the best grandson. My grandpa taught me never to take what I don't earn and to take pride in what you have. And that giving up is the hardest thing to deal with, so never do it. I've always loved you, the last thing he said to me. And Grandpa, I love you too.